It's the SB Nation DC podcast. We are here with Sam Chamberlain, the SB Nation DC editor, man who gets it all done at SB Nation DC. Charles Walton, the SB Nation contributor. Scott Jackson here with you with ESPN 980, as well as a columnist for SB Nation. Chain Reactions, you know, usually Wednesday, sometimes Thursday. Yeah, and occasionally I'm really lazy, it comes out Friday. So it just kind of depends.
When you feel like
it. Yeah, it just kind of depends. And during football season, I'll ask for the easiest possible day, which is Monday.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Redskins, the 53. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's getting close. We're kind of starting to see the shaping of it. Anything you feel really good about, anything you feel really bad about at this point?
I feel really good about quarterback. No, I'm kidding.
Of course.
The one sort of thing that I mean, obviously, I think everyone who has eyes can see that this offensive line is a train wreck heading in.
Yes.
Not to put too fine a term on it, but it's mm-hmm. really not an ideal situation to put a rookie quarterback behind in your first season. Jamal Brown, it turns out yoga does not have quite the healing properties.
I wonder how many yoga classes were canceled in Ashburn after that, by the way. Women were just like, no, I'm not doing this.
Abandoning it. Yes, didn't work for Jamal. It's not going to do anything for me.
Yeah, Jamal Brown has been atrocious.
He's got, what, 4 years left on a five-year deal now?
Let's be honest. That's the only reason he was PUP'd. If he was in any other situation, he would have said, cut your losses, gone. But the investment, the two draft picks, the contract, they're like, all right, let's try to ride this thing out and get something out of this guy. Very frustrating to see.
Yeah, so the offense, I mean, Shanahan likes Tyler Palumbus, so I guess in Tyler Palumbus we trust on the right tackle. Left tackle, Trent Williams, and the rest of the line, it depends on how Corey Lichtensteiger does coming back. Not that I don't think he's on a list of the best guards in the NHL, in the NFL, I'm sorry. Got my hockey.
Yeah,
definitely. For hockey.
Got the hockey mixed
he
up.
He might be good in the NHL, who knows?
He could be good in the NHL, but it's clearly Lichtensteiger is the best guard on the team.
Yeah,
they need him. They need him to be healthy. Obviously, I think the season started to go downhill. Not last season when he tore his ACL and MCL. I think it was the Eagles game at home. I believe that was when
that took place.
Yeah,
was the Panthers game or the Eagles game?
One of those two. I think it was the Eagles game.
I believe it was the
Eagles game. Okay.
So yeah, that line is going to be something to watch for.
How long can we survive with the O line we have right now?
How long can RG3 survive? That's the question. Really should be asking. I mean, obviously,
can he stay healthy?
Yeah, I still think that he will be elusive enough to get out of most situations. I mean, the guy didn't make it to the NFL by
quick
being
release
able to
too.
Take a hit. Yeah,
quick release.
Yeah,
I think he will make the best of a less than ideal situation as regards to the offensive line. The other issue that concerns me is the secondary. I mean, we know about D'Angelo Hall. Obviously, there's really not much point rehashing the D'Angelo Hall experience. I'm concerned about everyone else on this team, on this secondary. Brandon Merriweather, he's not going to play. He didn't play the last two preseason games. I got to see some of his work up close and personal in New England, and to put it mildly, I'm not a fan of his. I just thought there was another example of this franchise being seduced by big hits in the safety position rather than ideal pass coverage,
which is more important.
The rest of the secondary is just sort of a dog's breakfast, really, of Chris Wilson. There's just not a whole lot there to get too excited.
Well, I think Chris Wilson's okay. I don't mind
Chris Wilson is fine.
His problem was he wasn't healthy last year. I think it really hurt him. I'm going to be interested. I'm hearing so much about Raheem Morris. They like his style. It's hard to say in these preseason games. I do think Merriweather has looked the most active among the safeties in this preseason. Whether that translates in the regular season, obviously he's healthy because he got hurt. Remains to be seen. But bottom line, I mean, they got to get pressure up front in the front seven or they're not going to have a chance because it is not an ideal secondary by any means. I mean, this is not going to be confused. There's no Revis Island. I mean, there's no place like that. There's no place like that. So I'd agree with Charles there. I mean, O-line first and foremost, then the secondary. What about you, Charles? You got anything different or is that kind of the same areas you're looking
at? No, it's the same. I wonder about Merriweather again. I think he's an okay player, but he goes for the big hit and that can become a liability in the long run. And like you said, we don't have a Revis Island. So, safety and corner, they need to step up. So we'll see. And as far as the O-line goes, I mean, let's hope they can keep RG3 upright. And if they don't, let's hope that Kirk Cousins can come in and do his best Tom Brady impression.
Now, don't start with the Kirk Cousins stuff. I haven't had a regular season snap. We've already had enough quarterback controversy
to last us all season long.
So.
All right. Speaking of controversies, to keep Brandon Banks controversy, where do you guys stay on that? I think they should find a roster spot for the kid.
I totally agree.
I think you got to find a way. Look, last year I know his production was down, but he also had a knee injury, came back from too quickly. And there's just not a lot of people that return both kickoffs and punts that can score every time they touch the ball. I mean, bottom line, he doesn't play receiver well. Well, goodness gracious, when are you going to be throwing him a jump ball? I thought he was used so poorly in that Buffalo game that everybody dogs him for. You know, they're throwing jump balls to a guy who's 5'7". What the hell did you expect?
Yeah, they're not
5'7" on a good day.
Yeah, they're
5'7" on his tiptoes.
Yeah, exactly. What did you expect?
I can't.
And he ran one back versus the Bears, right?
Yes.
Yes, he did. I can't disagree with you, with either of you. There's not many return specialists who can do what he does.
Double up.
Yeah, find a way to get him on the right. I think they can do that. And I think, again, part of the Cooley cut creates a little bit of
more space,
you know, somewhere else where you can do it. And the other problem is you have some receivers like Briscoe, as interesting as he is, who doesn't play special teams at all.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting dynamic. I don't
understand really what people see in him particularly.
Well, touchdowns.
Yes.
Which is something nobody in this team did last year, the receiver position. I think that's why people are interested. He's big. He's a big guy, and he can make plays. I mean, he may be the fifth or the sixth, and then if you keep a seventh or however you end up doing that, if you keep Banks, and if you maybe slide Aldrick Robinson down to practice squad, it is interesting. After his big game in Chicago, they didn't even use him last week.
Radio silence.
It's almost like they're trying to hide him a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how that whole thing shakes out.
Am I the only person who's stunned by how far off the radar Anthony Armstrong has fallen? I know he's been hurt, but...
Yeah, there's some body language things there I don't really think are working in his favor. The whole question mark thing I don't think went over all that great at practice. Just talking to people over there and being over there around camp, I just don't get the vibe that he feels like, you know, it's a great situation for him after last year. I think he thought they got down on him.
Yeah.
And he kind of fell out of favor for whatever reason. I don't know where that all originated from or what happened, but it is amazing the guy went from being the second leading receiver 2 seasons ago to really missing an action last year to, you know, now he's, you know, very much on the bubble, mm-hmm. if not on
That's
the outside looking in. Right now.
I think
he's already on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And again, a guy who plays special teams does all that stuff, but so does Terrence Austin. You know, so does Banks. So how do you wrap yourself all around that? And you know, clearly, they're going to keep 4 spots for Garcon, Morgan, Hankerson, and you know, obviously, you know, those are your 4 guys there. You know, that you're going to have, you know, right at the top. But after that, you know, you really could kind of change the order around for those other 2 to 3 spots, however you look at it, if it's 4, if it's 6, or if it's 7 receivers.
How have we gotten this far without talking about Alfred Morris? You talked to him yesterday, Scott.
Yes, I love Alfred Morris. To me, he's the starting running back.
Yeah.
I mean, in the start
he's
of the season.
He's not playing tonight, so no, he's not, on the 53.
Yeah, he's not playing.
He's getting the rest.
We're recording this Wednesday night, by the way, in case you can't tell. We're doing the pregame show for the Redskins Bucks in the other room. So
he's going to play. He's going to be there week 1. I think Hightower's going to be ready week 1, probably more as a third down back, which is good because he's the best blocker mm-hmm. and the guy who can figure it out. And that chaos in the dome would probably be the best role for him. I just, you know, I still think they could keep 4 backs. Royster, I think, will make it. Halu, I think you have to keep him.
You got to keep Halu.
You got to keep him, but man, it has not been a good camp for him with his injuries.
No, he has not.
He's another bubble guy.
Yeah, I think you got to find a way to keep him, though, unless you're going to IR him or pup him right away and then deal with that issue later on. But to me, you got to have 4 guys because, let's face it, you got a guy coming off an ACL surgery. You got another guy with Achilles tendonitis, and Royster's been banged up. The only healthy guy is the rookie 6th-round pick out of Florida Atlantic.
Right. And that... That's a great sign.
No one said the NFL draft is an exact science. By the way, that's the McNabb pick. That's the pick they got for McNabb, isn't he?
That is the McNabb pick.
That is amazing, isn't it? So there you go.
By the way, before we go, one word. Who's the backup? Grossman or Cousins?
Cousins.
Grossman.
You think Grossman? I think Grossman.
Yeah,
I think
if you need somebody to pitch.
You can't have a rookie backing up another
rookie. Here would be the interesting thing. If RG3 were to miss a game, who would start the next week? That would be interesting. If it's later in the season, maybe it's Cousins. Because then you're like, you know, and also, of course, it depends on where you are
record
in the season.
Record and everything.
Yeah. But I would think
if it's week 3 or 4 and Grossman and RG3 gets a concussion, God forbid.
Yeah.
Then
if RG3 goes down, who are the fans calling for?
Oh, they want Cousins.
Easily Cousins.
They want Cousins.
They were booing poor Grossman after throwing 8 for 8. I mean, the guy's 8 for 8, and he's tearing it up, and they're still booing the poor guy.
Booing By the way, booing guys in the preseason, yeah. That was, that's I'm not sorry. Right. Look, that's not good form.
It's not Rex's fault he's here, okay?
It's not Rex's fault he is who he is. Right. That's sort of the...
Right. I'm from Chicago, and I can tell you Grossman isn't. He's not very liked there either.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely the case.
Grossman should retire just straight to Gainesville, Florida, where he can... he and Steve Spurrier can open a bar together just tell swap stories about the 96 season. So.
All right, let's get into the Nationals coming up. The interesting final month ahead. You're listening to SB Nation DC Podcast.